The apartheid-era police minister has been given a 10-year suspended sentence in South Africa after admitting trying to kill the head of the National Council of Churches, Reverend Van Chikan, in 1989. Reverend Chikan said he did not want to see Adrian Vlok go to jail. Four police officers also received suspended prison sentences. The case has caused controversy among some Afrikaner groups who say the 1990s-era Truth and Reconciliation Commission was supposed to end the prosecution of apartheid-era crimes. Gunter Simmermacher is editor of South Africa's Catholic weekly newspaper, The Southern Cross.
The important thing to remember about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of the 1990s is that people had to confess to the crimes that they had committed. So Adrian Vlok, who was police minister in the 1980s, did come forward and acknowledged his responsibility for a certain number of crimes, but not for the particular crime for which he has now received a suspended sentence, which was being implicated in the poisoning of the Reverend Frank Chikan, who was at that time the head of the South African Council of Churches. So if Mr. Vlok did not come forward and confess this particular crime, then it is quite licit and well within the ambit of South African law and within the spirit of the Truth Commission to try somebody for something like that.
Some Afrikaner groups say there's a double standard since leaders of the ANC are not facing charges. Is this true?
I think what those Afrikaner groups who are making these complaints are forgetting is that the scale of crimes committed by ANC supporters and members during the struggle are quite small in proportion to the scale of crime that was committed by those people who were acting to protect apartheid.